Sean Meyer has had some interesting life experiences. He was a Navy bomb tech for 22 years. Through that service, he traveled all over the world. When he retired, Meyer says he tried doing the same thing as a civilian contractor, but hated it. In the meantime, he'd seen a show about traveling through Alaska.
I was in the desert, and I had the boat, and I was like, I wonder what it would take to do that myself, you know? I'd like to do something like that. So I decided to go to film school.
That was about 3 years ago. He went to the San Francisco School of Digital Filmmaking. His final project was his first episode of Sailing the Sea Bear, filmed in Drake's Bay in Northern California.
Yeah, I just decided that was the course I wanted to take.
And that course brought him to Alaska this year. Meyer recruited friends to help him on the journey. He started in early May sailing up the coast, meeting family, friends, and former Navy buddies along the way.
Went kind of through the San Juan Islands up to Vancouver, through the southern part of the Inside Passage or the Sound, through all the islands, and then Prince William, and then we got to Ketchikan. And when we got to Ketchikan, it started raining.
Yeah, this summer was a record-breaking year for rain in Ketchikan, which is saying a lot for a community that gets an average of 150 inches a year. It also rained in Ketchikan when they arrived on the way back. Joining him for much of the Alaska portion of the trip was fellow veteran Chris Anderson, who pointed out that all the rain made it easy to find where the leaks were in the Sea Bear. Meyer was able to fix most of them during the journey. But I digress. Meyer pulls out a chart to show their route through Alaska's Inside Passage. Pointing to the map, he shows how from Ketchikan they sailed up to Wrangell and Petersburg, then they made their way into Ford's Terror in Tracy Arm.
And this was just amazing. So it's like 2,000 feet high on both sides, and there's a small, narrow entrance with the rapids. So you can only get in there for about half an hour every day, once a day.
In addition to sheer rock walls, there were waterfalls and huge chunks of ice from the glacier, big enough to seriously damage the Sea Bear, a 1985 Landfall 39. Meyer says he didn't plan for navigating around icebergs on the way out, especially after the sun went down. Luckily, there was a cruise ship headed out at the same time.
Like a small cruise ship, an adventure cruise ship, pulling out, and we just tucked in behind it, and it broke ice for us. And not only that, but he kind of knew what we were doing, so he was spotlighting the icebergs for us. It's lucky.
They continued up to Gustavus and Glacier Bay, where they had the whole park pretty much to themselves. They came back through the outside waters, which Meyer says was pretty rough. But they got to see the northern lights while tied up at Red Bay off Prince of Wales Island.
And I was sitting on deck, and I had my audio gear out, and I was shooting pictures of the northern lights. And a whale breached right next to the boat. Oh, so I have that on audio. It's really amazing.
Meyer has been filming throughout the journey, editing at night, and uploading episodes whenever he's able. That was one of the biggest challenges, finding a connection.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, even right here where we're at, I don't have service on my phone. The harbor Wi-Fi doesn't work. So you have to go and look for a place, like a coffee shop, to upload stuff. And we spent like 6 hours at a coffee shop, outside of a coffee shop in Seattle. In Seattle.
Not downtown Seattle, he clarified, but at the port. Meyer still has 3 more episodes to edit and post from this trip. Over the winter, he says, he'll go back through all the footage in hopes of creating a feature-length documentary. Meyer's also headed back to school, this time to study boat building. He doesn't necessarily want to build boats. He wants to know how to refurbish and repair the Sea Bear for more adventures.
Making it ready for a really long voyage where I'm going to go down through South America and across the Bahamas and up to Europe.
The refurbishment will include interior boat design to maximize use of the space, and it's pretty crowded in the cabin. In addition to various gear, food, and cooking equipment for 2 people, they had all the stuff for filming and editing. Meyer pulls out a laptop to show some photos from the trip, including a salmon stream and fishing bears.
Another
bear. Oh, that's a great shot.
It looks like it's growling, but it's yawning, and I have this on video. And it's like, I'm so bored. It's a horrible fisherman, this bear. The other bear walked down and got a salmon, like, before we could even turn on the camera. It just walks down, grabs the salmon, and walks away. And this thing was sitting in the water for like 15 minutes, like, I can't get a fish.
Meyer says his Southeast Alaska journey rates high.
I've been around a lot of places, and, you know, like 45 countries, and it's definitely my favorite adventure of my whole life.
Well, thanks. We kind of like it here, too. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.